Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Kristen. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So happy to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the mother to five, and so life is very busy. We have a little farm in Washington, and it's actually really little. It's just a hobby farm. And so we have chickens and we have goats and dogs and cats, and the kids have geckos. So that's kind of fun. But in the spring we have kidding season. And so I actually help deliver baby goats, and we have like the little yoga goats like everywhere. It's super cute. So, and I live in wine country. So what's not to like about that?
Gosh, I love this. That sounds like an angelic life, you know, like
awesome. Yeah. Very happy in my life. Yeah.
So let's chat about your writing. So Fortune Favors the Duke is your latest release. Tell us a little about it. What's the elevator pitch and why should listeners pick it up?
Well, it is it's one of those stories that I absolutely fell in love with from the get-go. It has a very strong heroine, and I love stories that really depict a woman who is empowered, but also understands emotional intelligence, like how to determine a situation, how to act in that situation, how to react to other people, and how that affects her, how it affects them, how it affects just like the whole vibe in the room. And in Regency era, that was an art. And I really believe like Catherine, who's the main character in this book, and also I patterned her after very loosely, but patterned her after Catherine the Great of Russia, is a very strong figure, but she's also very kind and very sensitive. And she has a lot of qualities, like just ladylike for the Regency era, that's so strong and powerful, which I think speaks to readers today. And so it's a story between her and her late fiance's brother. And so it's kind of a taboo romance in some ways, because you have a little bit of an issue with the whole, like, well, is she just going after him for his title? Because he's a duke. After his brother died, he became the duke, having the title of duke. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of issues that can come with that, especially in the social aspect of Regency era, where there, you know, there is fortune hunters, and there is a certain stigma attached to someone who is only searching for the title. So anyways, it's a fun story, but it also dives deeper into grief and to how you manage the survival of losing a loved one, which I think is also really applicable to just the world today, when, you know, we've had loss, we've had things where we've struggled with facing things that were really hard. We weren't prepared to deal with. Mm-hmm. And, with Catherine, you know, the loss of her fiance, he actually passed away in a big fire at his bachelor party. And so,
oh gosh,
it was very sudden. And then Quinn, his brother, you know, inherited the title, and he ended up befriending Catherine, because, you know, she's kind of alone in the world at that point. And so that's kind of where their romance starts. It's kind of fun. I love it.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so I ask this to every historical romance or historical fiction. What does the research process look like for you?
It's intense. It is very, very intense. There's a lot of things with historical accuracy that have to be taken into account so that you're doing justice to the era, but also making it relevant so it's not so far removed from the reader that they're like, okay, what does that even mean? I don't even understand that, you know, what would be a colloquialism back then, you know, is not something that we understand right now, a Turner phrase. And so it's a fine line between making it completely historically accurate and making sure that they're not saying something or doing something that is completely out of context for that era, but also not acting in such a way that it's completely irrelevant for someone who's reading it today. And so there's a lot of research, a lot of understanding the dynamic between the different classes in that system, and the different like titled versus untitled servants versus the lords and ladies, and all of the different dynamic that includes, and making sure that I've not crossed any lines, but also for the story's sake, maybe flirted with the lions, but not gone over them. And so it's kind of like, it's learning how to navigate that well. And there's a lot of research that goes into making sure that that's fair to the story and fair to the reader and fair to the historical accuracy.
I love this. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit like you kind of have to learn the whole aspect and learn about like, not just like the time when it happens, but also learn how the costumes, like the how they drive, like how to eat, like all the specifics, you know, the day-to-day, you know, that might be hidden. And it's not as easy just to find a book. And it's like, oh, this is how they look, you know. So, yeah. So this is awesome. So I have been asking this question is what sparked joy in the past couple of years? Like whether it's a book or writing or anything else that has just kept the light going while, you know, where we have felt like not so good times. So
I would say just really my family mm-hmm. and my faith and just grounding in those things that are true that don't change, you know, in a constantly shifting society and a constantly shifting world where there's so many things that are somewhat unknown, you know, holding on to things that are tangible and true and putting my energy into them and trusting those things. Yeah. I think that's really what sparked joy. I mean, like there was, I homeschooled anyways, but during the pandemic, you know, I homeschooled even more. And so with that, you know, investing in my family and investing in our life at home and how that looks day to day and how that maybe has shifted and finding joy in the small things and allowing that to feed joy in the bigger things has been just an absolute lifeblood to me. And I feel like that's been what has kept me in a positive and a happy and a joyful perspective in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love this. And so let's chat some book recommendations. Which books would you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Okay, so my sister, Rachel Van Dyken, has a book coming out that you absolutely have to pick up. It's called My Summer in Seoul. It's mm-hmm. If you like any K-pop, even if you don't like K-pop, you need to like K-pop. Like you need to go and find it and just watch it and you'll be as addicted as I am and as everybody else has watched it. But anyways, she has a book coming out. It's going to come out this month. Mm-hmm. It's called My Summer in Seoul. It's already been picked up to be made into, I think, either a movie on Netflix or actual like real movie, like a bigger movie. And I can't remember what the terminology is because it's stuff that I am not well versed in. But it's an amazing book. I have read it. I love it. I want to reread it over and over and over again because I am blessed to have gotten the ARC and to read it while she was writing it. But it's the coming of age story where this girl goes to Korea to help a family member in a production agency. And she gets to meet all the K-pop idols. And it's kind of a romance that follows all of the K-pop genres. Like the second male lead, the first male lead, all of the different backstories and stuff like that. And if you know K-pop, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the behind the scenes viewpoint of what the idols go through when they're going through all of the different production things and also like presenting themselves to society and all of that. It's just an amazing piece of work that is glorious and you need to find it and you need to read it and you will thank me. One of the other books I read recently that I absolutely fell in love with was Lies Jane Austen Told Me by Julie Wright. Mm. Super clean, like happy rom-com book. Like I devoured it. It was so good. I laughed out loud the entire time. It had some classical elements from like Pride and Prejudice that were like Easter eggs. I was just like eating every single one of them up. But it also was just a very relevant contemporary romance that just like I like was cringing at times and other times I was laughing out loud and I was like, oh no, oh no. But it was great. It was one of my favorite books I've read actually this year. And I think it's even free on Audible right now. So I would highly recommend that one.
I love this. These are great recommendations. And Rachel is going to be in the show. She's going to be airing her episode a few weeks before yours. So
yay!
So awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
Instagram, Facebook. I have a webpage. I don't do a whole lot on it because I'm really active on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm also on Twitter. All of those general places, you can find me. I'm there.
Awesome. Thank you, Kristen, for being on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much again for inviting me. This was so fun. Anything to talk about books, I'm like, yay.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.